They are new every morning. Great is the faithfulness of our God. We are praying that you are moving, and yet the grace of God and the determination that is required to go on and on in this life. Believe I'll run on to see what the end is going to be. No quit or no give up is in the believer. The believer is pressing onward. And I pray that this night you are yet pressing on with a desire to do the will of God, to be in the will of God, and to live to see the manifestation of the will of God. Listen, tonight is going to be amazing. As we have begun the month of February, we are into the second day. And as I promised you, coming over into the month of February, we were going to be continuing in our discussion concerning winning, understanding that you are a winner, living a winning season, a winning year, a winning life. This is not just a fleeting time. This is not just a fleeting stance, but it is the narrative. It is the outcome. It is the stamp. It is the seal of your life. We are determined that we will win at every turn and at every capacity, at every circumstance, at every calamity, whatever it is. We're going to come out on top. We will emerge winners, winners in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want to talk about this winning tonight in a greater capacity before we pray. I want to really help you to understand what God is saying to us as it pertains winning and as it pertains to us moving on in our winning life. When you're dealing with a winning life, as I have forestated to you last month, that winning is indeed authenticated through opposition. You will not know that you are a winner without firstly being opposed. One of the things we want to deal with tonight is that stability that comes to the mind of a winner, that a winner is never caught off guard. A winner is never stumped. If I can use that word, stumped, a winner is never stumped. A winner is always thinking. A winner is always creating. A winner is always thinking of ways to move, whether it be in a different way, an amended way, an enhanced way. Whatever it is that a winner must do, a winner is determined to do it. They do not take circumstances as the end all be all. It is not resolved. It is not absolute. But we are looking to think our way into a win. We're looking to think our way into a comeback. We're looking to think our way into recovery. We are not going to take down as our stance, as our placement, as our posture. We're going to find the way to win. It is that nimble thought. For those of you that have been on our fast for February, that's what our prayer has been these last couple of days as we have dedicated the first 3 days of the month to fasting. And we have been talking and praying to the Lord and meditating on keeping a nimble mind, a mind that is fully functional no matter how much pressure it is up under. And that's what happens with a lot of people. When pressure hits, breakages happen. When pressure hits, they fall apart. But my prayer for you and my prayer for myself in this season and for the rest of our days, that when pressure comes, and although impact occurs, it does not knock us off course. We stay nimble. We stay alert. We stay aware. We stay afresh. We keep abreast. It is important to keep that nimble state. It is important to continuously be cautious, to continuously stay interested, to stay cognitive, to stay grounded, and to stay rooted. It is imperative because the storm winds will blow and circumstances will occur and things will happen that will catch you off guard. But how many of you know that if you stay in full thought, if you keep your cognition, if you stay cognizant, you will find yourself resourceful. You will find yourself agile. That's the word I'm looking for. You'll find yourself agile. You'll find yourself flexible. You'll find yourself being able to come back even after impact, not allowing defeat to settle in. Defeat does not settle with you. It does not live with you. In fact, it does not look good on you. We are looking to continuously climb. We are looking to continuously win. My mind goes to those four men in the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 7. My mind goes immediately there. And when I think about those four men, they were cast outside of their city. They were in a place of depravity as well as disparity. They were in a place of hopelessness. It looked like they were losing. It looked like they were lost, never to rise again. It looked like they were completely a lost cause, a hopeless case. Looked like they could never be significant, relevant, important ever again. But in that moment, it was their mindset. It was their thinking that gave them vitality. It was their thinking that implemented their resurrection. It was their thinking that implemented an institution and instituted and initiated their recovery. You see, you never get up thinking down. You never come back thinking defeat. That is one of the things that I really am trying to drive home to you, because when we start thinking about what our physical state will be, it will only be the result of our mental state. What is your mind saying? Is your mind saying it's over? Well, if your mind is saying it's over, then you need to revisit your thoughts. You need to correct your thinking. It is not over. It is not done. Perhaps you have hit a snafu. Perhaps you have hit a bump in the road, and perhaps there has been turbulence. Perhaps you have been hit out of nowhere, impacted surprisingly. But it does not mean that you're done. It does not mean that you're over. It does not mean that everything is finished. Who is God talking to tonight? You need to understand that you must continue, and you must start seeing yourself in better ways than how you have heard you are. You see, sometimes we listen to the word on the street and we allow the word on the street to consume our being. But you cannot allow the word on the street to dictate who you are. You must know who you are, and you must rise to the occasion, even though others have discarded and even discredited you. Your name may have been under attack. Your character may have been assaulted. Your persona, your image may have been sabotaged. But that doesn't mean your thinking has been defeated. Think your way out of the predicament you've been in. Think your way up from the place you've been buried in. Think. Think. They were out there. They were in this condition. They were broken. They were hungry. They were defeated. They were afflicted. They were sick. Their bodies were falling apart, perhaps even organs shutting down. They were dealing with skin disease. They were dealing with becoming not only being in a frantic state, but becoming a frantic sight. Not easy to look at, not easy to gaze upon. Everything that they were going through, they were looking like what it is that they were going through. This was both internal and external. It was an issue that was unavoidable. It was an issue that was fully detectable. It was an issue that everybody could see, and they could not come in the public without announcing themselves. But I want to share with you, sisters and brothers, it is the thinking of those men that brings me to my impartation tonight. The thinking of those men saying, why should we sit here until we die? Why does this have to be our conclusion? Why does this have to be our narrative? Why does this have to be our end? Well, in fact, it does not have to be that. And they begin to think of different strategies and different things that they could do. Since they were already in a down space, they began to say to themselves, what do we have to lose? And they begin to move in new ways, and they begin to move in an adjusted way. They begin to move in flexible ways. Oh, I feel like God is talking to somebody tonight. I feel like God is imparting into somebody's spirit tonight. I feel like God is really ministering to somebody's condition tonight. It doesn't have to be over. The only reason why it's looking like it's over is because you have accepted it as so. And a winner cannot accept defeat. A winner will not accept defeat. A winner will declare that no matter what state I'm in, no matter what position I'm placed, no matter what posture it seems I have been contorted and twisted and bent up into, I'm not accepting this as my conclusion. I will not stop thinking until I think my way up and out of what it is I've been going through. There is an answer, and the answer is in your thoughts. My God, there is an answer. There is a solution. There is a remedy. There is an elixir. And that elixir, that remedy, that solution is in your thoughts. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. These are the scriptures, sisters and brothers, that we are gravitating to in this hour and receiving impartation. And as you go forward, you've got to accept the word of the Lord concerning your life, that your life is not done. Your life is going to be the reflection of your thoughts and your confession. And if it is not over, then fight for your life. Fight for your home. Fight for your family. Fight for your positioning. Fight for your finances. Fight because winners not only fight, but winners win. You're going to win. I want you to declare this with me tonight. I am a winner. Come on and declare that with me. Come on, speak the word over yourself. I am a winner. I'm thinking like a winner. I'm concluding as a like a winner. I am conversing like a winner. I am a winner. I'm not wondering whether or not I'm going to win. I'm not taking a gamble, nor am I taking a chance. I know I am a winner, and I know that I am destined to win. Not only am I destined to win, but I am determined to win. Winning is in my mind. And I want to share this. I've said this on many occasions over the years, and I want to say it again to you tonight. If it's in your mind, then it's in your future. Did you get that? I want you to get it, and I want you to accept it. If it's in your mind, then it's in your future. Why? Because whatever is in your mind is looking for a way to manifest itself in your life. The intangible becomes tangible once it is accepted as truth, once it is accepted as and it is cemented in your mind, it starts looking for its way into manifestation. They said, we don't have to sit here until we die. It was that kind of thinking that changed the sound of their footsteps. It was that kind of thinking that shifted their resolve. It was that kind of thinking that changed their outcome and shifted where they were in posture. It was that kind of thinking Winners, winners, what kind of thinking are you doing? What kind of thinking are you doing? The thoughts of a winner. That's what I want to impart into your spirit tonight. When you think the thoughts of a winner. It starts as thoughts, then it becomes plans, then it becomes movement. I want to say it again. It starts as a thought, then it becomes a plan, then it becomes movement. You tonight are going from thinking to planning to moving. From thinking to planning to moving. You're not thinking so that you can stay still. No, you're thinking so that you can plan, that you can calculate the movements, so that you can strategize. And then from the strategy, you can execute. And that's where we get the movement. Thought, plan, movement. That's where God has us. And I'm telling you, for many of you who are underneath the sound of my voice, you're days away, moments away from the very breakthrough that God has predestined for your life. Your steps are ordered. You are walking the steps of a winner. You're walking the steps of a winner. Well, Bishop, you don't understand. I'm up under so much warfare. I'm up under so much attack. You gotta think. Think like a winner. One of the biggest things the enemy seeks to do is run tactics of intimidation to intimidate. Do you not understand that when fear grips the mind, the thinking is unclear? How many of you know that? When fear, how many of you have ever experienced that? When fear grips the mind, thinking is murky. The thoughts are muddy. Everything is uncertain and everything is unclear. That's why the enemy chooses the mind for the battleground, because the mind controls the will of an individual. It is the mind that must remain nimble, it must remain strong, it must remain fervent. You must keep yourself in a position of thought, full thought, solid, stable, sound thinking. Keep yourself there, because when the enemy comes like that big bad wolf, my God, threatening, 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 threatening. The only thing he's attempting to do is to cause intimidation, to make you shake so bad, to make you fear so bad that you can't think straight. But the devil is a liar. Pull yourself together. The enemy and those that he uses does not have the kind of power they're attempting to assert in your life and in your situations. Stand yourself upright, breathe in and out, and recognize who God has made you and what he has called you to do. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You have comeback ability. You have restorative power. Praise God. You have resurrection power. You have the ability to be refreshed, rejuvenated, and restored. God is not through with you, and you should not be through with you. If God is not through, then you are not through. And I prophesy tonight, I prophesy a strength like you have never experienced before. I prophesy tonight. I prophesy your recovery, your resurgence, your victory. You're a winner. I prophesy it. It is not just for a season, it is not just for this year, but it is the winner's life. It is the lifestyle of the winner. You're not only winning tonight, not just this week or this month only. Not even only just this year, you are winning for life. I'm a winner for life. Will you declare that with me tonight? I am a winner for life. I'm a winner for life. This life has been marked for winning. My life, come on, make it personal. My life has been marked for winning. Why should we sit here? That's what those men said. Why should we sit here until we die? Why should we sit here and live in the unfortunate? Why should we sit here and live on the shorter end of the stick? Why should we sit here and accept defeat? Why should we sit here and let everything else pass us by? No, we're winning for life. We're winning for life. They said, yes, we're sick. Yes, we have leprosy. That's our condition, but it's not our conclusion. Are you listening to God tonight talk to you? Are you hearing the Spirit of the Lord minister to your spirit tonight? Your condition doesn't have to be your conclusion. What's in your mind is in your future. It's time to shift your thinking. It's time to stabilize your thinking. Keep your thinking. The Bible says even for us to set our affections. Another word for affections there is thoughts. Set our thoughts, our affections on the things that are above. It is time for us to reposition our thinking. And stop allowing just any and everything to be placed on you and to be sat on you. Stop just allowing any and everything to settle in your life and in your home and amidst your family. Stop allowing all kinds of talk to just resonate and marinate. It is time for you to shift your thinking. You can shift your thinking, you can shift your living. I declare unto you those four lepers, and I want you to hear me. Not only were they able to feed themselves, but they were able to feed the people that cast them out. You know, that's one of the greatest victories of a winner. And I'm gonna pray. Let me shift to prayer. I don't know. I done got caught up in this impartation tonight, but I'm telling you, that's one of the greatest victories of a winner. The greatest victory of a winner is being able to feed the ones who have thrown you out. My God, what does that say of your level of maturity? What does that say of your level of growth? That everything they tried to do to stop you, prohibit you, prevent you, limit you, to barricade you, sabotage you, it wasn't enough. It did not work. They still rose because they thought themselves out of that position. Y'all might have thrown us here. Y'all might have left us here. But I'm thinking my way. I don't know what y'all thought, but I done thought my way out of this. And now the rest of you will eat because of my thinking. I thought it, I planned it, I moved in it. That's where God has us. The winner will think it, the winner will plan it, the winner will move in it. From thought to planning to movement. I'm so excited to pray with each of you tonight. I am believing God. We thank God for another praise report that comes from Brother Justin Mack. I tell you, the victory is with Brother Justin. Amen. Amen. As the Lord has preserved, amen, another pair of persons that he is connected to were in a car accident, and the Lord caused them to come out safely. And we thank the Lord for it. We are praying for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests. We are thanking God for each of you, Deborah Frazier, Benita Thompson, Shelly Watson, Arletha Ampronada, amen, Deborah Johnson, Robin and Tara Sorrells. Thank God. Elaine Witherspoon, Rosalinda Archbold, Tiana Jackson, Shanika Muniz, Meriden Taj Mileti Freeman, Johnny Stafford, Redonia Johnson, Patsy Rizzo, Verna Simmons, Shavaya Williams, Sharima Abdullah, Benjamin Payton, Ruth Aileen, James Davis, Stephanie Seasbay, Celeste Johnson, Janet James, Latoya Nugent, Michelle Tarua, Justin Mack, Diane Harge, Martin Merced. We are trusting God for each of you. And we are believing that what you have laid before the Lord will tend to all matters where it pertaineth to you. I believe God for each of you tonight, and I trust that you believe God also. Let's look to the Lord tonight. Father, we thank you. We thank you for all that you have blessed us with. We thank you for how you have kept us. We thank you for how you have preserved us and how you have sustained us. Father, we thank you tonight for this time of prayer. We thank you for this time of intercession. Father, we are lifting all matters concerning life before you. Father, you said that we can bring any and everything before your presence, and that you would hear and answer the effectual prayers of the righteous. They are fervent, they are strong. Father, I thank you that tonight we are not just lifting common and ordinary prayers before you. We are lifting prayers that are strong, prayers that are solid, prayers that are pointed. Father, we are lifting intercession, we are lifting supplication before you. We are laying petition at your feet. Father, we are coming here in your presence once more and again. Father, we want to ask tonight that you lean upon us, that you lean upon us that grace, that you lean upon us that victory. Father, we need it. We need it. We need it in thought, that before it becomes fruit, it must be thought. And I thank you that you are now giving into us the thinking of the winner. Father, that we are not settling for defeat. We are not settling for destruction. We are not settling for decline. But we are declaring and we are decreeing that there is victory in our lives, victory in our homes, and victory in our families, victories on our jobs. We thank you that there's victory within us. Father, I thank you that all levels of depression and depravity, all levels of despair and darkness, all levels of it is being washed away and flushed out of every system of the believers connected to this call tonight. I thank you that you are restructuring their minds. You're restructuring their thought patterns. You're restructuring their determination levels. You're restructuring us in this season. And we thank you now, God, that our thinking will now go upward. Our thinking will go upward toward the very things that you have promised, not the very things we have heard, not the very things that have been said outrageously against us, but we are declaring and we are decreeing that there is a victory that is being released based upon what you've said concerning us. Father, help us to take on your mind. Help us to take on your mind within our mind, so that the mind that is in Christ Jesus will be in us. That even though we're looking at difficulty, and although we're looking at calamity, and although we're looking at uncertainty, you are still right there in our mind, showing us that beyond the storm, there is a glory. Beyond the storm, there is a victory. Beyond the storm, there is a destiny. And God, I thank you. I thank you that weariness is now lifting, and that a newfound strength and a newfound vigor is now arising within the believer. I thank you now, God, that where someone has been wanting to quit, throw in the towel, and raise the white flag, I thank you that you're changing our white flags into checkered flags. I thank you that we're not quitting, but we're finishing. We're not quitting, but we're completing. We're not quitting, my God, but we are going on to the conclusion of the whole matter. I thank you that blessings are yet flowing. I thank you that overflow is yet imminent. We declare and decree your power and your works and your word in the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank you that the power to will the continuance is in us all. You have given us power to do this. You have given us all authority, but not only authority, but also ability. You have stirred us. And Father, we thank you for the stirring tonight. We receive the stirring tonight in the spirit. And we know that as you move, we shall move with you. Show us the cloud by day. Show us the pillar of fire by night. Show us the direction. Point us in the way. Point us in the direction that we must go. And as you point, we'll follow. As you point, we'll move. We thank you now. We thank you now for explosion, the explosion of faith. We thank you for the explosion of determination, the press that is being birthed and, my God, pulled out of every believer. I thank you that we're now working with a new strength. We're now walking with a new strength, talking with a new strength. I thank you that there's no defeat in our tone, that the spirit of loss and the spirit of defeat is being erased pronounced out of our tone, that when we speak with triumph and victory. We thank you now, Father. We thank you for the power of Hobianamashadia. We thank you for the power of prayer tonight. We thank you that every individual who's connected to the prayer call, every individual who's underneath the sound of my voice, my God, that they're picking up the pieces. My God, they're picking up the pieces that have been shattered. We're picking up the pieces. Father, I thank you that nobody will be lost. Nobody discombobulated. Nobody under the thumb of destruction. We thank you that you're giving us power to recuperate and to recover. Thank you, even as we rest tonight, do like you did for Joseph. Show dreams and visions in sleep, that when we rise, we will rise with determination to live out into the fruition what you have ordained for our lives. We thank you that our lives are not a waste. We thank you that there is no waste in you. You have moved, you have sanctioned, you have determined, you have ordained, and the steps that are ordained cannot be erased. We thank you now. We bless you for the power of the Holy Spirit, knowing that wherever we are and wherever we're going, God, you have ordained it to be so. There are no mistakes in you. There's no happenstance in you. There's no mishap in you. We thank you that everything is happening intentional and in on purpose. We thank you. We are not moved. We're not shaken. We're not intimidated by the tactics of Satan. Satan, the Lord rebuke you, the blood against you. The Lord rebuke your hand. The Lord rebuke your works. Take your hands off. Back yourself up. You have no authority. You have no power. You have no strength here. We are the people of God, walking in the mandate of God, living according to the word of God. We shall have what his word said we shall have. We shall do as his word said we shall do. We shall complete the assignment, complete the goal. In the name of the Lord, I rebuke discouragement tonight, and I pray that there be a newfound encouragement. Cause your people to take courage tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I thank you that as we're stirring up in the realm of the spirit. We're moving. Help us to dry the tears from our eyes. Where the enemy came to break us down, God, you build us in those areas. Let us to wipe the tears from our eyes so that we may recover. My God, I thank you. Show us the way. Light up the path. Show us the way. Do it in the name of the Lord. I thank you that we are no longer broken, but we are mended. We are made whole by the power of the Holy Spirit. Your will is being established. Your will is being done. My God, we make peace with it now. We make peace with your presence. We make peace with it now. And we declare that it is so by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for fasting. We thank you for praying. We thank you for interceding. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the prayers of the saints. We thank you for the connecting of the saints. We thank you for the moving of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. My God, take us to another place in you, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you now. We bless you now. We consider it done. We know all things are well. We know all things are established. We know that the gates of hell shall not prevail. There is no winning in darkness. There is no winning in hell. There is no winning in Satan. There is no winning in the diabolical. There's no winning in sorcery. There's no winning in magic. There's no winning. There's no winning in witchcraft. We declare that the saints win. We declare that the light wins. We thank you for the winning. We thank you for the winning. We thank you for the winners that are on the line tonight, the winners on the Zoom platform tonight. We thank you for the winners, and let it be so. Let it be so, and let it go no other way. Let it be so, and let it go no other way. And we will praise you, and we will give you glory, and we will give you honor, We consider this thing done in the name of the Lord Jesus. We say, yes, Lord. We say, thank God. And we say, amen. Sisters and brothers, let's give God the praise now. Come on, let's lift him up. Oh, I feel the power of God. I feel the power of praise. I feel the power of worship. Oh, my son, the Lord. Come on, as you praise him, you're being lifted. As you praise him, your mind is being renewed. As you praise him, my God, you're being refreshed. Come on and praise him. Praise him now. Praise him right now. My God, you got to do it right where you are. Praise him and give him the glory. You might be in that room by yourself. You might be in that car by yourself. Glory to God, but send up that praise right where you are. Hey, make it intimate. Hi, yah, yah, yah. Make it personal. You and God. You and God right there. Give him the glory for it now. Give him the glory for it now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making us winners. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for making us winners in you. We are more than conquerors. We are winners in you. And we thank you for making us winners. We praise God. We praise God. Hallelujah. We praise him. We praise. We praise him tonight. Glory be to God. Hey, he has worked a work in us. Hayanamosia. Glory to God. He has worked a work in us. And we give him praise for it. Hey, Yamasosandalanobosha, my soul love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Hey, Hayayayamasondolobosia. Hey, we praise your name, Lord. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you so very much, Father. Thank you so very much. Ah, we bless his name. We bless his name. We bless his name. What else can we do, saints, but praise him? What else can we do but worship and honor him? What else can we do but adore him? Ah, he is our Savior. My God, intervening every time we turn around, he's working a work. He's intervening. He's sending strength to us. Hey, and we praise him for it. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Ah, yeah. Yema. Hey, my God, Jesus. Woo, saints, I'm telling you, we bless the Lord right now. You talking about the power of God moving. The power of God is moving right now, and it's moving like a magnet. My God, the strength of the Lord is being released to us, his power being released to us. I feel his power stirring in our bellies right now. I feel the Holy Ghost stirring right now. My God. I pray that wherever you're listening, you're able to feel and detect his presence right now. He's available and he's meeting you right where you are. I want you to be encouraged tonight. I want you to be lifted tonight. And I don't want you to be fooled by the presence of warfare. I don't want you to be fooled by the presence of darkness and how it is trying to seep its head through the door right now. I want you to know that it is an intimidation tactic. Glory to God. It's the trick of the enemy to intimidate and to bring about confusion of your mind. But you better keep a solid mind and you better tell that devil you know exactly who he is, what he's come to do, and you also know who you are and what you have the authority to do yourself, and that is cast him out. He cannot remain where the word of the Lord has been established, and the word of the Lord has been established with you. So I want you to go this week remembering that you are a winner. You're not waiting to become one, you were made one. My God, he made you to win, he made you a winner. I want you to return back to work with that in mind. Keep on thinking. Keep thinking, because as long as you can think, woo, you can keep on winning. As long as you can strategize and plan, you can keep on winning. I'm so encouraged And I'm so excited about your future. I want you to continue going on in the Lord, and the Lord will continue to go on with you. You can meet us every morning on this line, every morning on our conference line, Monday through Friday, for our morning boost. You need that boost every morning to start your day, 7 a.m. 7 a.m. each morning, you can meet us, and the saints of God are praying strong on the line. And I want you to make sure you meet us, all right? Meet us, and God will go with you. He will bless you in a unique way. Well, we're thankful for you. We appreciate you so very much. You can connect with our church in so many different ways. Go to our website, dariusnixon.com. You can get all the information you need right there. Tonight has been amazing. It's amazing to know that we are winners in Christ Jesus, not just for the season, not just for the year, but we're winners for life. The Lord bless you. Good night, everybody.